Welcome to the Transcend Your Health podcast. I'm Erin Avery, your self-love junkie, fitness enthusiast, and entrepreneur that will come to you each week with a thought, idea, or strategy to help you rise above your limits and elevate you to the next level in your life, finances, and relationships. So get ready, grab a notebook, and let's transcend your health. Hello, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Transcend Your Health. Today, I want to talk to you about having a weak or warrior mentality. So let me start by asking you something. How bad do you want to get promoted? How much do you want to meet that new man or woman of your dreams? How much do you want to lose weight? How bad do you want to buy that new car, purse, home? How bad do you want something? I was thinking about this the other day because, like everyone else, I want a lot of things out of my life. But I started thinking about just how badly I really wanted all the things. And I just started reminiscing about in the past how I remember all the times I wanted a better job, a better boyfriend, or I wanted to save money to be able to do and have all the things that a cool 22-year-old wants to have. But I ultimately kind of gave up on all the things, right? I was either trying to find a new job and then I would just stop because no one was hiring me. But the thing is, I only put in like 5 or 6 applications. I knew I should get out of a relationship, but I stopped dating because this was, you know, the very last guy was like it, right? I just didn't want to look any further. So when opposition came my way, I would just buckle. And I wanted to bring this into light because not only, again, am I kind of going through this phase, but I wanted to share this with you all too. So I seriously want you to think about an area in your life that you want more out of so badly, right? So what is it in your life that you want more out of, but you let opposition or delays and you get a loss of passion, you let that all get you down? And while you might say, Erin, I've tried to get promoted in my job, or I've dated a lot, or I've tried to lose weight time and time again, but nothing seems to give. Well, from past experience, I just have to say you don't want it enough. And when you want something so bad, then there's a fire within you that will cause you to keep pressing on regardless of what the odds are. And this is something that I've been thinking about as far as my business goes. Just how bad do I want to level up? How bad do I want to get to the next level of my business? And when you have that fire in your mind, in your body, in your soul, your mind is made up. You believe that even if it takes 1, 5, or 10 years, that your dream will come to pass. Everything that comes your way, all the opposition, that doesn't matter. There's always going to be naysayers. There's always going to be people that are going to be against you, that are going to sabotage you. They're going to be jealous of you. But if you want that new job, you want that new promotion, new car, new love interests, then you have to dig deep and overlook insults, delays, bad timing, and see those things as a test about what mentality you are going to have. And here's what I found. If you have a warrior mentality, then you declare that you're going to find the right person. Right? You declare you will reach your goal weight. You're going to declare that you're going to get a better position. Again, might take a year, might take 5, might take 10, but you're not giving up. If you have a weak mentality, you will listen to others and let them talk you out of your dream. You're going to let them tell you, oh, you know what? You're not going to get that promotion. You're not that qualified. Right? Or you're never going to lose that weight. You've tried so many different diets. It's not going to happen. Just give it up. Or you're not going to find a better person than who you are with right now. You've dated so many people. You always date losers. You're just never going to find that person. That's what a weak mentality is. So what is it that you want? What is it that you are willing to do to rise above what might be holding you back? Is it maybe a course that your job offers to increase potential for your promotion? And you might be thinking, oh, hell no, I'm not going back to school. I'm not taking any courses. Then you don't want it bad enough. Okay? If it's 10 pounds you want to lose and you know that if you just quit going to dinners on the weekends with friends, that you could lose those 10 extra pounds in no time flat. And you might be saying, nope, I don't want to do that. I like my weekends out with my friends. Then you don't want it bad enough. You might think that if you do take that course, people will think that you're sucking up to the boss. But guess what? Someone is taking that course, which is why that course is offered. So someone is sucking up to get that promotion. So why not it be you? Maybe you don't want to disappoint your friends by not going out to dinner for what, 3-4 weeks? What if they get mad, Erin, right? Well, I will argue, what if you just caused yourself 3 extra pounds? What if you just caused yourself guilt because you went out to eat knowing that if you stayed home and had that chicken and rice concoction that you made at home, it would have been better? What if you go and then come home and have that regret because you continue to go when you know you shouldn't? What I'm trying to say is, friends, whatever it is you're yearning for, go after it. You were made to do great things. And yes, it's hard to walk away from friends. It's hard to be talked about at work behind your back or give up, you know, that nighttime out with your friends so that you can study, or going out with your friends on the weekend and having your home cooked meals versus going out and having pizza and beer. But guess what? That pain is less than the pain of not reaching your goals or dreams. I want you to think of all the things in your past that you've given up and think about the reason why. And now that you're older or maybe just wiser, or you can get past that you did not accomplish that dream yet, think about what it is that you stayed for, right? What did you stay for? What did you think was going to be so hard? And that thing that you stayed for, is it even relevant in your life now? All of those what ifs, let them go. Don't play it safe. Don't play it small. Don't wonder. Take the steps you need to grow. And helpful hint here, you guys, the very thing you know you need to do but are scared to do is the very thing that will get you to the next level. And this is something that my father has said to me my whole life. You know what you need to do, you just don't want to do it. And that's pretty much true if you think about all the things in your life, right? You probably think, I should probably do that. I should probably do this. But you don't do it. Why? Because you're scared. Why? Because you might upset somebody. Why? Because you might be seen as different. Honey, faith without works is dead. Don't flatline your dreams. Take action. Start today, regardless of what it is. There's always going to be an obstacle. There's always going to be opposition. There's always going to be somebody in your way. But the only way out is through. And if you never go through, you're never going to get to the other side. Okay, you guys, thank you for letting me get into your ears and hopefully into your hearts. I will talk to you next week. Until then, transcend your health and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye. Hey guys, thank you for listening to the podcast. There is no me without you, so I am forever grateful. If you enjoyed this episode, please share this on your social media and use the hashtag #TranscendYourHealth so I can find you and shout you out for giving me a listen. Also, before I go, make sure you are subscribed to my weekly newsletter, where you will become one of my VIPs and get the inside scoop and early access to everything that I have to share. Just go to my website, empoweringmindsandwellness.com, to subscribe. Thanks, and I'll see you on the inside.